On this week's episode of For Your Information, we're here to talk about La Plata Electric Association. La Plata Electric Association recently hosted two virtual town hall meetings. The meetings were held to update members on the most recent developments in LPEA's future about power supply negotiations. We'll talk about those negotiations and more. We're joined by the CEO of LPEA, Jessica Matlock. Jessica, so great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And so first, I wanted to give people a little bit of a background on these negotiations and why they're important. LPEA has been exploring its power supply options for several years now, and I know that cost for renewable energy has just dropped dramatically in that time. Is that sort of why these negotiations are happening? What background can you give us here?
Sure. Yeah, it's been quite the road. We've actually been pursuing power supply options since 2018, and that was at the request of the LPA board. But since 2007, we've been receiving 95% of our power from Tri-State and self-supplying the rest. So our current contract runs until 2050, but the board wanted us to look at what other options were out there. And there's three main reasons. One is cost, and it's actually the board's fiduciary responsibility to keep our rates low as possible. So just as you would shop around and see what cable providers could give you the most value at attractive rates, we're actually doing the same thing to find the most affordable power, but also to maintain and actually improve reliability. The other reason is flexibility. We wanted more options to partner with our local community to actually create more innovative energy projects in our area. When you have energy supplied closer to the area that you use it, that also improves reliability of the grid. And the other item is sustainability. We have a strategic goal to reduce our carbon footprint 50% by 2030 and not impact rates while we do it.
Perfect. So yeah, a couple reasons why these negotiations are happening. And now it sounds like there's a couple different proposals, I believe, with Tri-State. I think it's like a full exit, a partial exit, maybe amendments to the current contract. What can you tell me about these different options or proposals, these ways to deal with this this Tri-State contract?
Sure. So we had three options, as you mentioned. One was looking at the current contract that we had with Tri-State to see if we can make it more flexible. So we did work with Tri-State for a couple years, and we were able to acquire the ability to install a 2-megawatt community solar garden. So we have not started the plans on those, but we should start sometime in the next year or two. We also secured a 4% rate decrease from Tri-State over 2 years. And just this year, we returned some capital credits based on that decrease to all of our members. So everyone should have seen that come through on their bills this summer. This option's now run its course. Tri-State basically said, those are the options we have for the current contract. We're going to move on. So the other option was a full exit from Tri-State. We are working with Tri-State on what that looks like. We've never made a decision to exit Tri-State. We just wanted to look at all of our options. So negotiations continue with Tri-State at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is their regulatory body that is now in Washington, D.C. And we have to work through that group in order to look at what a fair contract termination payment would be. So we are still working with Tri-State in Washington, D.C. to get that number. But the most promising item is the partial exit from Tri-State. This is where we get half of our power from Tri-State and then the other half from other sources. So this is one option that's had the most progress lately. And we've been working with Tri-State really hard on what that looks like. So we are really happy to announce that last week we actually signed a memorandum of understanding with Tri-State on this power supply contract of 50%. In the same time, we reviewed power supply proposals. So now we know that we are on the same page with Tri-State. They'll give us a partial contract at a certain price. And then we had to figure out, okay, so who's going to supply the other portion of our power? So we went out for bid on that. And now we know, and negotiations are underway.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And so is that negotiation underway with Crossover? Would that fill that entire 50% gap, or how much would it fill? And can you talk about those negotiations with Crossover?
That's right. So we chose Crossover Energy Partners, And they, you know, we spent actually a really long time looking at these entities. And we wanted to make sure that whoever we chose had a high value ranking, flexibility, high financial strength, and increased reliability. So we've been working with them, and it's called a request for proposal that we sent out. And they were the winner out of 9 other power suppliers, and it was based on those items. So now we the next steps are to go through and look at specifically what projects will be part of our power portfolio. So we haven't made any determination, and actually the board hasn't made the determination to go down this path. But the point of what we've been working on is how do we put the puzzle together so that we can give the final choice to the board. So that choice will probably come in December. And once that happens, then we can really sit down with Crossover and develop where these projects are going to be located and then move from there onto our future.
How will these contracts prevent carbon from going into the air from LPEA? How will it help LPEA reach its goal of cutting its carbon footprint in half by 2030?
Yeah, that's a great point, and one that many of our members have been asking us. So this potential partnership with Crossover would reduce our emissions by 800 million pounds of CO2 per year. So what equivalent that is, it's removing 80,000 vehicles from the road. That means we would hit our goal of having our footprint, of meeting our carbon footprint 6 to 7 years early. But on top of that, our other power from Tri-State, who would still supply 50%, is retiring all of its coal facilities in Colorado and New Mexico and adding renewables. This will also significantly reduce our carbon footprint.
Okay. So yeah, this will, in other words, make a pretty big difference in the carbon footprint.
Absolutely.
Perfect. And then what about price? How will it affect people's electric bills?
Yeah, that's a great point too. So in looking at all these numbers and modeling out, the cost will be impacted dramatically. We estimate that we can save with this contract $7 million in the first year, $35 million in the first 5 years, and $140 million over the next 20 years. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of savings. So when that happens, that's when we start looking at our options. What can we do for the community? That includes potentially a price reduction. That includes increased money into the infrastructure, fire mitigation plans. There's a whole host of things that we can do with that.
And since LPEA is a co-op, it's owned by members, what did you hear from those members at your town halls that you held this week?
Sure. We were really happy with the level of participation. We had over 500 registrants at the two meetings and dozens of questions at each. So the community really wanted to know where exactly we'd be sourcing the power. It would impact our reliability. What is a future power supply? And how would weather impact any of this? What are the local generation options? Who is Crossover? What are the next steps? So it was really a wonderful opportunity to hear from the community, and we're going to take those questions. We're actually going to post them on our website as a Q&A. So people miss the event, they can go on our website, look at the presentation, look at the Q&A. And this is just the first step. So we wanted to introduce this to the members. Once the board makes a decision on where they want to go, we're going to continue to have town hall meetings to discuss our journey.
Perfect. Is Crossover located in Colorado? I don't know too much about Crossover, as you were kind of talking about that. Are they a Colorado wholesaler? What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So they actually have 5 offices all over the U.S., and they are based out of Boulder. So they have another building or another office there.
And you touched on this a little bit, but anything else you want to add as far as what's next for the negotiations? What's this time frame?
Sure. So it gets a little complicated here, but the biggest milestone was that we signed the Memorandum of Understanding with Tri-State. And I think going forward, Tri-State and La Plata are now partners. And because it's a win-win situation for them as well, now instead of them having to fill their needs of baseload power in the future, they're having us meet that need. So they have reduced costs even for Tri-State and all the other co-ops. So the next step is that Tri-State and La Plata and a few other co-ops that join this partial contract, we will be going to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission together to try to settle this. in order to get approval from FERC to move forward. Once we get that approval, then we can go forward and we can sign contracts with Crossover and new contracts with Tri-State and hopefully start this new journey and process around 2023 and 2024.
How many members does LPEA have? It's like 45,000 or so, give or take about.
Yeah.
What would you say to the members to encourage them to get involved in this process and to provide input and to just, again, just get involved?
Yeah, it's actually a really monumental change for this whole community from being with Tri-State to actually having more local control. So it's really exciting, and having more local control means we really want the local community to understand what's happening. So again, please go to our website. We did post the presentation. We have a section that folks can write in to ask additional questions. You know, if there's big venues, we're more than happy to come and brief groups as well. And then again, we will continue to have town hall meetings throughout the process so that we keep the membership informed.
Fantastic. And again, as Jessica mentioned, a lot of this is on the website, lpea.coop. Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. That's all the specific questions that I had, but anything else on your end that you wanted to add?
No, I just think that everybody should get involved. This is a new future energy economy that we're going into. It's super exciting, and we want to educate and bring our membership along with us.
Perfect. Jessica, thank you so much again.
Thanks for having me.
For FCB, for your information, I'm Eric Nyquist.